Our scripture is coming from Matthew 28. We read most of it in our response and greeting. And if I would look at the 28th chapter, and I'm just going to read, starting at verse 5, and maybe 3 verses, and I will look from there. Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 5. And it says, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Everybody say he's not here.
He's not here.
For he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. In other words, where he was laid. Amen. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. I always get excited about those two words together, fear and joy. They had how to be afraid and to enjoy at the same time. That's a tough one, isn't it? I don't know how these people handle that. But it said with fear and great joy. And did run to bring his disciples word. Praise the Lord. I just want to talk a little bit about the sun has risen. The sun has risen. Now, you and I understand that if we were looking for some of the days of our lives, and we would see that some days we wake up, the sun is shining in the sky.
Yes, sir.
But something's going on in our lives that keeps clouds so heavy that we don't even pay attention that the sun is shining.
Right, sir.
Difficulties have come in our lives.
Yes, sir.
When I think about how the sicknesses that God has brought us through at this Solid Rock Church for 2020, the illnesses that some of our members have faced, that God brought through, and yet it looked like sunshine was never going to shine again.
Come on.
We just thought it was, it's just, believe me, church, when my wife was in the hospital, I was praying, but the doctors were telling us it don't look good. She was one of the first cases of COVID. And he said, well, we don't know what this is, but they hadn't pictured it. But all we know is she got pneumonia and her blood is saturated with the whatever that was in her, they call it septic. She was loaded, her blood was loaded with pneumonia and everything. Her lungs were not working. So they hadn't even had all this respirator stuff worked out. They put her on this stuff and it just didn't look good. And I remember going into the room and said, God, I don't know what your plans are for us, but Lord, if you could just spare this, my wife, this one more time for us, God.
Yes.
I know it seems selfish, but I went through this before with my oldest son, and he had gotten something because of the job that he worked at, and it was contaminated in his body. They couldn't find out what it was, and he was getting weaker by the day.
I know.
And I went down to my old hometown. Nobody was there at that time. My mom was staying with my sister. I went behind the barn, wallowed in the dirt, saying, God, this is your servant. If you could just one more time. Spare my son, God. If you just could just spare him this one more time. Now, I had left Newcastle about 2 o'clock that day and went down. So it was about 3 o'clock. And I mean, you know, I had talked with the doctors that early that morning. No positive thing going on. It just didn't look good. About 3 o'clock after I got off from my knees, my phone rang. My son was saying, Dad, you all right? I said, yeah. I wasn't
fall from heaven or what? I didn't know what was going on.
I said, yeah. He said, well, I just wanted you to know I'm all right. I'm doing good in here.
All right.
I mean, I'm telling you, the doctors told us, I don't know what happened, Mr. Hall.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what happened. I have no claim over this. All I know is he was sick, and now he is back on full force. Well,
yes, sir.
We don't know what happened. I know what happened. I know what happened.
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
I've seen it work before.
What happened, brother?
The God we serve has power over the sunshine. When it's dark in your life and you don't know how to make it, the same Jesus that rose himself up from the grave can raise us up from our sickbed. The same God. This is the God we serve. You got to know it personally. Because he can make everything all right.
Oh, I know he will. Yes, he will.
Yeah. It's his decision. And I'm glad that I know him. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad I know him. I've seen it work. I've seen it work over and over. Again, the scripture said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I believe that. I believe it. He has been good. So when my youngest son, newborn child, hadn't been born yet, last year, remember?
Yeah.
He passed.
Yeah.
And my son today made it back here. See, he believed like I did that God was going to answer whatever we prayed for. Uh-huh. He was going to make it work.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't work this time. And we don't know why. We don't know why. We prayed the same way.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go down on the ground, but I was already down there. He called me back. And so I prayed on the way back. But God still allowed the sun to shine. My son and his wife expecting a baby in May. Brand new baby. A brand new baby. A brand new baby. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
we're joyful.
Yes.
We're thankful.
Yes, sir.
God is able to do all things. He knew what he was doing. He knows what he was doing. We don't understand it all. But the God of our salvation can pull you up from the muck of the mire when the sun ain't shining in your life. When it's cloudy every day, like another cloudy day. I'm still telling you, the sun is shining. He's still shining. He's still bringing light to the dark world. He is doing that. That's the God we serve.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
So when these ladies saw, when they went to the tomb, and when they saw that he was not there.
Uh-huh.
And when they say that great fear and joy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Brother Marshall, can you call them up on your phone or call them on mine? I don't know. It went out again. When they saw he was not there.
Yes.
It says that they departed with fear and great joy. Now I know, as I said, that's a hard emotion to grasp. But God sometimes allows us to have what we call mixed emotions.
Yeah, mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions.
Yes, sir.
We just don't understand, and it confuses us.
Yes.
Why God? Why me? Why now? I've been doing what you tell me to do, and still I'm going through what? Mixed emotions. Why now? Because God knows the future.
Yes, he does.
He knows what he's got, what blessings he's got for you, even from that day forward. You don't know. We don't know. But he has blessings for us that he wants us to reach. And sometimes it's the eternal blessings.
So true.
He don't want you to go through no more stuff down here. He don't want you to see no more bloodshed and people die in. He wants you to see everlasting joy. I know somebody said a little child to somebody. I'm just saying that's how God works. He has control over everything. Yeah. And these women found out that this Jesus that they served, yes, the same man that they saw heal the sick, yeah, the same man they saw raise Lazarus from the dead. Yeah. They saw him do this.
Yeah.
The same man they saw had brought healing to the bodies of all so many people. The same man who now was lost, lay high, stretched wide and laid low in the grave.
Yes.
The same man is now rose with all power in his head. He rose.
Oh,
and they saw him rising.
Yes.
They saw him out of there.
Uh-huh.
And they saw him when he said, I must go to my Father.
Yes.
And he rose again from the ground. See, he rose from the grave,
yeah,
came to earth. He didn't go from directly from earth, directly from the grave to the Father. He wanted them to witness him.
Yes.
He wanted them to see, because see, somebody would have said, well, yeah, he died, but we don't know no better. All we know is he died, and now he's with the Father. But that's what we all do. But see, that would have shown that he had power over death.
Uh-huh.
He showed that he had power over death because he rose from the dead and came to earth. And the earth people saw him. The apostles saw him. Men, and so over, I don't know how many witnesses saw him. They saw him that he rose and he was walking on earth. Matter of fact, he even ate with them a couple of times. Let them know that he surely was who he said he was. And then he rose from this earth, and they saw him to go into the clouds.
Yes.
Ascending.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
This same Jesus.
This same Jesus.
Is the one that you and I worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I lift up. So we can say without a shadow of a doubt that we have a complex situation here. We have this emotion that we can't understand God. That's why he said his ways are what? Higher than ours. We can't understand God, y'all. I don't care. That's why he said, my mind, my ways are higher than your ways. We can't even begin to. Because we're just a part of this thing. God is the existence of everything.
Yes.
The same God that spoke in existence this planet, this earth, this all these other beings, all these other heavenly bodies, earthly bodies, and in this atmosphere, he put it in. The stars in the sky.
Yes.
You look at it and millions of them. Somebody would say, wait a minute, why would he be concerned about it? That's what God does.
That's his business.
Amen. He's able to do all that. He does that. And then keep the planets in their circulation round and round and round and round and round and round. They keep rotating. They stay in their same spot that he put them in years and years ago. I don't know why. I don't understand it. Of course, there's some scientists that tell you the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Well, you can go with the Big Bang Theory all you want. But that Big Bang, you know, for them, they have a problem with it. They all have a problem because they say, well, there's something happened. We don't quite understand it. Mm-hmm. No, you don't understand. Because, see, if you believe in the Big Bang, and what you're saying is that we came from the Big Bang. Here we are living, breathing, talking, and we came out of an explosion. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
And this is what they teach the kids in school. So no wonder a child comes home and says, well, I don't believe in Jesus because Jesus didn't do the Big Bang. You know, it's a problem. It's a problem. But we have to maintain our relationship to tell them that there's a word that God left.
Uh-huh.
And this word is in the Bible. And this word tells us that Jesus died on the cross.
Yes, he did.
He died for you and for me. He died for the sins of the multitudes. And then after he died, they laid him in the tomb. And after he was in the tomb for parts of 3 days, he was risen up out of the tomb on the third day with all power in his hands. And then the Bible says that they walked with him and they talked with him. And he even told one of the apostles, touch me and see. Thomas, that was Thomas. You ever heard of him? That was Thomas. Said, Thomas said, until I put my hand inside, I will not believe. And then the Bible said that he saw him and touched him and he said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. I know who you are now. I'm a witness that you are the living God. I'm a witness that you died and you rose with all power. I'm a witness. Thomas is a witness.
My Lord.
You and I are not a witness of the action, but we're a witness by faith.
Amen.
By faith, we know who, what he does. We didn't have to be there. That's why Jesus said, how blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We haven't seen him, but we know that he did what he did because of faith in him and what he's done in our lives ourselves. Isn't it nice to know?
Yes, sir.
It's nice to know.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
There is a moment that I want to share with you in here that I got to share with you the paradox of this cross. You know what the term paradox is? That means something that looks one way, but it behaves another.
It's good. It's good.
I believe our poet in the back knows what I'm talking about when I say paradox. But the paradox was fear and joy at the same time. Fear and joy. But that's a paradox. For the same event, that event brings you fear, but it brings you joy. That's not normal. The paradox of the cross is that it was able to represent sin and shame, because when you were on the cross, that was when you was a sinner. So the sin, Jesus was acquainted with sin and shame on the cross. But on that same cross, forgiveness was given to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Sin and shame, but yet forgiveness.
Same.
In the same cross, the same man at the same event. That's a paradox. The paradox is also that he was hated and despised on that cross.
Uh-huh.
In the same mind, he was showing love to everybody.
Uh-huh.
He was hated, but he was demonstrating love.
Yes, sir.
In the same event, for the same cause. The same cross showed destruction to his body.
Mm-hmm.
And the same cross brought glorification to his body.
Yes, sir.
He was glorified.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That same event. This is something that says, how does these things happen at the same time? But they do. This cross represented all kinds of pain, but it brought great joy. All kinds of pain to his body, but it brought great joy to the multitudes that accept him as Savior. What a dichotomy. What? This is powerful. That same cross was there to destroy Jesus. Take his body, take his life from him. But that same cross lifted him up.
Yes, sir.
He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes,
and he was lifted up on the cross, yet they let them shame him. But when he did it, he drew you and I to him. And all those who were believers in that time.
I draw all men.
He drew all men to him.
Yes, sir.
What a dichotomy, what a paradox of a cross. That's what he showed us. That's what he has done. As I close, the question to me and to you is, what do we do now? Do we have a responsibility in this because he rose? Do we have a responsibility? Yes, we do. You and I must tell somebody this. And somebody told us about it, we got to tell somebody else. We got to let the world know that he died for a sinner like me. I was nobody's nobody, and God raised you and me up from our sinful couch.
Yes, he did.
And gave us an opportunity to everlasting life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing your children. Yeah, we all haven't had stellar lives. We've had some ups and downs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've had some mistakes and some problems. But look what he has done anyhow for us. Hallelujah. For blessing us, God.